My name is Kito. I live in Tlokong with my aunt. I love adventures. I was born with HIV, but that doesn't slow me down.
My name is Podiso, but you can call me Auntie. I adopted my sister's child, Kizo, after she passed. But I love Kizo the same as my other children. We live together in Tlokong, just outside Gaborone. We might even be your neighbors.
My name is Matli. I am a researcher. I also have superpowers to shrink things to microscopic size, including humans. I love the amazing things that science helps us discover, and I would love to see more young girls in Botswana become scientists just like me.
I am an outspoken lady and a true leader of my people, the Botswana. I might look like your average grandmother, but my walking stick contains special powers from my ancestors. With these powers, I can control the weather, direct animals, and do other amazing things.
I am the leader of the Genome Adventure Squad, no matter what Kosikani tells you. I have amazing powers to go through walls and teleport with my scooter. And that's not all. I'm a mind reader too.
Just like my name, Maranyane, I love technology. Check out my body. Part of it is a machine and the other part is human. I am super smart and I love using the latest gadgets.
My name is Girl Cow, or XT for short. I'm proud Sandman. Some people call my people Bushman or Basar. I'm also a superhero with time traveling powers. My name literally means blade vision, because my sight is sharp as knife and I can even travel in the future.
I've had a blast, but I'm almost out of time. Whoa, that's a weird looking cell.
Oh no, it looks like a sickle cell.
What's that?
It's something we should talk about, but we need to unshrink you. Madly, let's bring Kito home.
Sounds good. Ready, Kito?
Ready. Wow, what a thrill. Who would have thought there is so much going on inside my baby cousin? But what was that sick cell I spotted at the end of my gene?
Not sick cell. Kito, sickle cell. Despite their interesting shape, sickle cells struggle delivering oxygen to the tissue of the body. People with sickle cell disease can have bad muscle pain, weakness, and other serious health problems.
So is Tumo going to be sick?
It's difficult to predict based only one sighting of a sickle cell. But don't worry. People with sickle cell disease often live healthy lives if their disease is managed correctly.
How did my tumor get a sickle cell in the first place?
Sickle cells occur when there is a small mutation in the genetic code.
Mutation? Like the mutation that happened when I dropped that photocopy in the library?
Exactly. Mutation can cause drastic changes in the cell shape and function. In sickle cell, a single switch of letters from A to T results in proteins that stick together and stretch the cell from its round donut shape to the boomerang-shaped cell you saw.
Speaking of witnessed, has anyone smelled what's in your baby cousin's nappy? Ew.
Not me.
Ish, I guess that leaves me. Come here, Nana.
Are you saying my baby cousin has a mistake in her genetic code?
Mutations are simply changes in the genetic code. We don't call them mistakes, because some mutations actually help us adapt to our environment.
Sounds like we are embarking on the next leg of our journey.
According to my ancestry research, your baby cousin's ancestors are from the region of Africa now known as Angola.
So
it's time to see mutations in action, buddy. Everybody strapped in?
What about Tumo?
He's coming with us. After all, this is her story.
Bemvenda Aluanda.
It's Bemvendo, not Venda. Stop trying to show off with things you don't know.
Huh?
What he was trying to say was, welcome to Luanda, the capital city of Angola.
Eish, it will be nice except for all these mosquitoes.
Here, better put on some bug spray.
Thanks. So, why are we here again?
Well, Kito, Angola has one of the highest rates of sickle cell disease in the world. Every year, around 10,000 babies are born with it. Thankfully, doctors and nurses are here to test for the disease early on, making sure these babies get the care they need.
Why is sickle cell so much more common here than in Botswana?
It has to do with the genes that your ancestors passed down to you.
XT is right for once. Sickle cell is an autosomal recessive trait, so it's rare, but still possible. Popping up every once in a while in children who inherit the gene from both their mom and dad.
But perhaps more interesting is how the mutation got there in the first place. Kito, do you remember how I mentioned that mutations can occur as a way of adapting to the environment?
Yeah. Are you saying that sickle cell can actually be helpful?
Well, inheriting two sickle cell genes can have serious medical problems. But more those who inherit the gene from one parent may be better equipped to avoid another serious sickness.
Really? What sickness is that?
Malaria.
Malaria? The thing you get from mosquitoes?
That's right. The sickled cell don't have enough room for the malaria parasite to feed and multiply inside, so they can't make people sick.
Genes can be quite heroic if they set their minds to it.
Genetic adaptations occur more frequently than you may think, through a process called natural selection. Genes that protect people from diseases are more likely to be passed on from generation to generation.
Maybe in the future it will be our genes that help fight diseases we aren't able to treat.
Maybe my genes can help us fight HIV.
We have reasons to believe they already are.
Really?
Yes, Kito. You know how you have your CD4 count checked at the clinic every few months?
Yeah.
Do you know what CD4 cells are?
CD4 are the soldiers that help fight infection if I take my medicine. The bad guy sleeps and my CD4 count stays high.
That's right. We call your soldiers CD4 cells because they are covered in CD4 receptors. Higher level of cells with CD4 receptors mean that your immune system is strong. But CD4 is also like this door. It's the entrance to your protector cells. HIV, the bad guy, attacks by grabbing onto CD4 receptors, entering the cell, where it then multiplies. Now, what if I told you we could lock the CD4 doorway to our protector cell and keep HIV out?
Is that possible?
Yes. CCR5 is the lock of the CD door. HIV uses a key for this lock to open the CD4 door. But it turns out that some people's genes have caused them to produce a mutated CCR5 receptor, which leave HIV without a way to unlock CD4. And guess what? Some of those people are resistant to HIV.
What? You mean HIV can't enter the cell?
That's right. HIV never even makes it into the cell, and because they can't enter the cell, they can't make the person sick.
Wow. I wish everybody's genes would create mutated CCR5.
I agree. Unfortunately, most genetic mutations occur over a long period of time, much longer than the HIV epidemic has been around.
Then how do some people already have the mutated CCR5?
History can tell us. Some people believe that the CCR5 maturation belongs to an entirely different era.
The era of the bubonic plague.
That dates back to the 14th century, when the so-called Black Death swept through Europe, resulting in the deaths of millions of people.
The Black Death? Isn't that the disease caused by rats?
Close, Kito. The Black Death is causing a bacteria, Yersinian pest, which is transferred from rats to humans via flea bites.
Since many of the individuals that carry the CCR5 mutation are from Northern Europe, you can't help but wonder if their genes were trying to escape the Black Death and somehow stumble upon protection against HIV.
Wow, that's amazing, but...
What's wrong, Gito?
Well, sickle cell, HIV, black death. I wish people didn't have to get sick.
I understand. Come on. I know what will make you feel better. Let's stop for lunch closer to home. The story of genetic adaptation is not yet finished. Welcome to Hans District of Kalahati. Have a snack. Like the prevalence of sickle cell in Angolia, TB affects residents of Hansi District at extremely high rates.
How is that supposed to make me feel better?
Well, there is good news. Even in the midst of sickness, the future is rich with possibility. Scientists are learning that even TB may have specific genes that could lead to its cure. Look like Gizo will benefit from claims into the future.
Whoa!
In the future, we will have access to more knowledge, particularly about genomics. People will be able to manage illness like TB, HIV, and sickle cell a lot better. Gestures at future Hansi District.
You are right, XT. This does make me feel better. The future looks awesome. I just wish it wasn't so dry now.
I can fix that. But first we need to go to the Kotla. I'll also need some gourds filled with water.
I have some right there.
Awesome.
If we continue to be good stewards of our environment and resources, the future can and will be awesome.
Okay, Tumo is getting heavy now. I think it's time to head home.
I think you are right, Khosikadi.
So, when will the future be here? Do I just have to wait for cures to be discovered?
You can help bring us there.
Really? But I'm just a kid.
Remember why we started this adventure? By joining the Kalahati HIV-TB study, which is the genome-wide association study.
Is it what?
A genome-wide association study is when you try to find the genes that determine why different people respond differently to certain diseases. In joining the Kalahati HIV-TB study, you'd bring us one step closer to a healthy future. Maybe we can figure out why HIV and TB behave the way they do. Maybe we can find locks for the doors and prevent diseases from spreading.
What do you think, Kito? How are you feeling about all of this?
Are you ready to join the study, propelling us into the future?
And perhaps, in so doing, changing the course of history.
I think I've made my decision.